Welcome to Seek the Truth. It's been a little bit of time since I've done a podcast, and I'm a bit put out about that because I enjoy doing it, but time seems to fly, and I've been very busy. I've been a couple of places. I've been over in Leeds, and I have been in Bromborough. I've been working this last week in schools, telling boys and girls and young people about the great message of the Bible. I'd like to talk to you today just for a moment or two about a question that is often raised. Will God ever judge the world? And will he do it righteously? Will he do it properly? And what does the Bible say about that? I was thinking about that this week, and indeed I was doing that in a couple of the talks at Leeds and in Bromborough. Does the Bible say anything about a day of judgment? Well, it does actually. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, that many that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting contempt and destruction. And very distinctly, that writer, Daniel, given the words by God, describes occasions when men and women will be brought back from the dead. They sleep in the dust of the earth, and some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting destruction. So two categories there. I don't want to be too technical about it, because there's a tragedy there. Because the Lord Jesus said when he was in the world, "I have come that they might have life." The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father," that's God, "but by me." So, in effect, he's saying there's no need to stand and face the judgment of God, because the Lord Jesus, he was made sin for us. He took the judgment of God for sin. The Lord Jesus actually spoke very directly about this. It's recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 5. The Lord Jesus said, "He that hears my word and believes in him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation," that's our word, "shall not face the judgment of God, but has passed from death to life." The Lord Jesus was indicating, if you read those verses, he's indicating that the time has come when those who are dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those that hear will live. And today, you may have no relationship with God, you may be dead to God, but God says you can hear his voice, and you can believe that the Father sent the Son, Jesus, into the world to die for us, and you can have life. And it's a simple thing in one sense, yes, it's a profound thing, that God so loved the world that he gave his Son, gave him to live, but gave him to the death of the cross, and he gave him so that we could be forgiven and have peace with God. In that same passage in John's Gospel, chapter 5, the Lord Jesus talks about a day is coming, the hour is coming, when those that are the dead that are in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of Man. And he talks about a resurrection of life and a resurrection of destruction. I wonder today, if you really sit back and think, are you prepared to meet God? Have you prepared for the next life? Have you understood that this life is not just for our amusement or our success or our pleasure, but it is to know the Creator and to be right with God? And our guilt, our sin, our wrong, our willfulness, our exclusion of God has put a barrier between us and God, but that God loves you and sent his Son to this world to die for you. If you were to have a read in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation chapter 20, you'd find that there's a great white throne of judgment established. We're not told where, but we're told that it's at the end of time. The heavens and the earth have fled away from the presence of God. But we're told that there are books that are opened, and they have the detail of our lives. Now, the Bible's very clear. The Bible says God will judge us on the basis of our actions. He will assess us and judge us as to what we've said. We find the Lord Jesus speak about that in Matthew 12, verse 36, 37. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 in the Bible, God will judge us for our sinful lifestyle. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, God will judge us for ignoring the truth that was self-evident. And there are other things. The very words of the Lord Jesus will be held in judgment. You know, God, I don't like saying this, but God has sufficient evidence to condemn us. John 12:48, the Lord Jesus said his words will condemn us. The Lord Jesus warns that messengers have been sent down the ages from God to tell people, and we've ignored what God has said. And even the very things he did, the miracles, etc., they've been given as evidence and signs that he is the Son of God. You see, Today is the day of God's salvation and an opportunity is still available for people to believe and trust in Christ. And if you were to trust Christ, the Bible says that you would pass from death to life. Now, you might say today, why does God not judge the world today? Why does he not deal with evil? Why does he not put away sin? The Bible says God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. Today is God's period of patience when he offers people the opportunity to believe and to be saved and to be forgiven. And if where you sit today you prayed and confessed to God you're guilty, you're wrong, you believe that Jesus died upon the cross and rose from the dead, you understand that God's Son took the judgment. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that you'll be saved. Now, we're really praying that God will bless you. We thank you for listening. If you have a look on the site, listen to some other messages, that would be good. Or maybe you want to go through the site to my blog, findingthemissingpiece.blogspot.com, if you were looking at it for it directly. And we're really praying that God would richly bless you. Thank you once again for listening.